Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, my friends, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 12 January 2026. Welcome to the next broadcast. You're in for, I won't say a treat, but you're in for a very informative program tonight. We're going to talk to a lady I just met last week, actually, by phone. Her name is Marie Lancaster. I'll tell you about her in a minute. But you're going to want to listen to what she has to say, because it's very, very important. Before I go to Marie, though, I'll make a couple few announcements. Benny, Mississippi, ask you all to pray for his healing, okay? He has some physical problems, and he just needs some guidance. We all do. Probably, well, we all need spiritual guidance, and we all need uplift from time to time. But keep bending your prayers, please, for some healing, if you don't mind. I'd appreciate very much if you do that. Also, Darlene called again. Her granddaughter, Aria, A-R-I-A, Aria, I think that's how I pronounce it. Little girl is not feeling well at all. She's sick. Really sick. Really ill. I didn't know this until we got the message late from the answering machine. But nonetheless, please keep Aria, A-R-I-A, in your prayers. Please, and give the family, ask the Lord to give the family strength to pull together on this. And also, y'all know Joe right here from West Virginia. He called the program quite a bit. He's a member of our church fellowship. We get together at Fields Place for Bible studies. Joe found today he's got to have open heart surgery, quite probably. His, what they call the widowmaker, is 98% closed, blocked. So please keep doing your prayers, and may God's hand, perhaps by his grace and mercy, heal that for him. But please keep doing your prayers, folks. That's got to be a concern. No, there's no doubt about it. So Joe, from right here in West Virginia, needs your prayers. And Lord willing, we're going to have Bible study this weekend. Whether I get to go, feels not, I don't know yet. Supposed to turn bad here tomorrow night into Wednesday, maybe Thursday, maybe again on Saturday. I don't know if I'll make it in person or not, but we're going to have Bible study. Starting at 10:30 a.m. Saturday morning. I'm going to cover some very important issues and a very important lesson that I hope people listen to, because the scriptures warn us about so many different things, and we pay very little attention to what the word says so many, in so many different ways. So please don't miss Saturday morning. You can listen if you want to by going to PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com, and click on Rumble. And there will be at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. The first half hour always goes out for prayer requests and praise reports. Then we take a break to 11:30. 11:30, 12:30, we do Christian Worldview News. We're going to cover a lot of important information this time. So please, if you can, join us for that, because it's all biblical teaching. It's all prophecy in the making. I'm working right now to get Michael Bodea on soon, the grandson of Dmitry Dudeman, who prophesied America going to civil war, and then a Russia attack 40 years ago. And folks, you can see it coming about. So I'm going to get back on as soon as possible. But nonetheless, don't forget to tune in Saturday morning. And at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, we're going to do a very important lesson entitled Seek Peace, But Prepare for War. I'll explain what that's all about when we get into the lesson. So this weekend, join us on PastorBush.com. Go to Rumble and tune in there or call the phone number at 339-209-5013. That's 339-209-5013. Please join us, okay? If you want to call the office, as always, the number is 800-777-4013. 800-777-4013. If you can call long distance, we'd appreciate if you do that at 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. Please call if you need anything. If you need to talk to me, let me know. I'll call you back as soon as I can. We want to hear from you, folks. I mean that with all my heart. I truly do. Now, our guest tonight, Marie Lancaster. Now, she's a American registered nurse, medico-legal death investigator, author, and public servant, best known for a role as a elected coroner of Texas County, Missouri, with a career spanning nursing journalism and forensic investigation. She's gained recognition for her work in rural public health, death investigation, and natural remedies advocacy. Folks, this lady is a busy lady. And I'm not going to time to get all her qualifications. I mean, nursing, health care, acting sheriff. I mean, everything she's been involved in. And right now she's involved in trying to get the information about what the jab has done to people since it came out around 2022 or whatever it was. So you want to stay tuned tonight, and I want you to pay close attention. Marie, are you there?
Yes, I am.
It is good to have you, and thanks for joining us tonight. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for inviting me. And I do want to say my last name, it's unusual. It's Lassiter.
Lassiter, excuse me. I see that now.
Okay.
Lassiter.
One S, two A's. L-A-S-A-T-E-R. Which makes me really easy to find because there's only two of me in the United States. So,
Well, that's my first mistake already this year. Golly, but anyway, welcome to the next broadcast, Marie. And I want you to tell folks, if you would, more about yourself. Just about a 2-minute bio. Who are you? What have you done? And why did you get involved in all this with COVID?
Well, I've been a nurse for 46 years, I believe, and I've loved my career. I've even worked in Panama for 3 years, able to learn Spanish there, mostly worked in critical care. God put it on my heart several years ago to act as coroner. And it was after my mother's death, and the coroner was so helpful to me. And I really wanted to be that person that would be the advocate for family members that have lost a loved one. So God told me to do it, and I always do what God tells me to do. And I ran against a 30-year incumbent, and I won. I won by many thousands of votes. So that's how I became coroner. And then, well, as we know, the very beginning of 2020, they dropped what they called COVID on us, and I was ready. I have a master's degree, but I had done some doctoral work in epidemiology. So from the very beginning, I set it up like an epidemiological study, and this is important later. I kept very, very detailed data on every case. And I was also in the position as coroner. Now, not all deaths are coroner cases, of course. But they've been in the hospital or doctor's care. They're not. But in Missouri, if any, you can tell I'm not from here because I say Missouri, not Missouri. But anyway, in Missouri, anybody that dies of a contagious disease is automatically a coroner's case. So they all came to me. And my population here is about 25,000 in my county. I'm in charge of the county. And all of a sudden, I went from like 180 deaths a year to like over 300 deaths a year. And they weren't because of COVID. You know, I'm a nurse. I'm also a medical legal death investigator. So I got hospital records and looked at things. And at the very beginning of COVID, I just want to talk about this real quick because we had warnings that this was going to happen. The first thing, remember when they said there was no we were out of toilet paper. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, and I remember that, yeah.
And people had shopping carts just piled up with toilet paper. Everybody was panicking. And I really think that was a beta test to see how susceptible people were.
Absolutely, yes.
And I cover that because when it first started, I kept a journal of everything, what was happening. And, went to Kroger's, and of course, they have someone at the door handing a mask, and I wouldn't take one. And went in, and they have the number of the lines on the aisles of the way you were supposed to walk. Well, I ignored those, and I walked to the store like it was 2019 and did my shopping and ignored that, didn't wear a mask. And people were literally, well, first of all, they were giving me a wide berth in that store. And Some people, if they caught me in the aisle and I was going the wrong way, one guy started looking like he was having an epileptic fit. But I never wore a mask the whole time. I just made a determination I wasn't going to, and I don't care what the situation was.
Amen.
It was to prove a point. We had a big meeting, executive meeting, at the beginning of all this, and everybody's going around the room talking about getting masks and gloves and all this and quarantining people and contact tracing. They came around to me, and I said, this is all a farce. And Trump even said it was a farce, and Pence, who I don't like, the vice president, said it was a live drill. And I told everybody, I said, I don't believe this. I said, however, I will treat it as a drill. If something real ever happens, I'll treat it as a drill. And that's exactly what I did. And people told me they couldn't believe I said that. But, you know, when you got God behind you, you're not afraid to talk, right?
You're yes, tell exactly.
Tell the
yes.
truth. I knew it. I just knew it in my soul. So, So I was very negative going in. Well, what happened was a few things happened. First of all, they said they weren't gonna close the schools until we had a COVID death. And we made that determination. The teachers had a meeting with the and they found out that they could still get paid and not go to work, so they decided to close the school.
So that left
the kids, you know, they missed graduation, they missed homecoming, they missed so getting ready for college. It was terrible. And I was really angry at the teachers, and if there's teachers listening, I'm sorry, but if they told nurses you could stay home because you might get sick, a nurse would never do that. They would never do that. So I really feel like the teachers let us down and let the kids down, but that's a whole nother story. So the next thing that happened was there was this big search for COVID cases, and I was working against the health department because they're trying to say people have COVID. And early on, there was a company named Ray Biotech, and they made a whole blood testing kit for SARS-CoV-2, right? So I bought those testing kits. And because I never, the swab I didn't trust it, and I've always said we've never confirmed a diagnosis on the base of one flawed test. It's like if you think you're pregnant and you do a pregnancy test and it's positive, you don't start decorating the nursery. You get another test, right? So, but everything was different with this. So, they had one case. They called me. Oh, we've got someone here that died of COVID in the ER. And I'm like, really? So I go down, and this man is laying on the stretcher in one of the rooms, no oxygen, no nothing, just laying there dead on the stretcher. So I go in because I'm going to draw blood and do my COVID test. They're like, oh, you can't go in there. You got to have gas. I said, no, I don't. And I did the test, and it was negative. So the health department had already put on Facebook that we had our first COVID test. And I said, this is not COVID. And they said, well, the doctor said he had ground glass findings on his x-ray. So I said, let me see the x-ray. And he had been there about a year before. Same problem, breathing problems, had to be put on the ventilator. And he came in this time asking me to put on the ventilator. What happened was the man had a history of pulmonary fibrosis. And it's short term. He could have been treated with steroids, a ventilator if needed. But they just said, oh, you have COVID. They literally shoved him in a room, no one there, no oxygen, and just left him there till he died. That's the truth.
Oh, my God. And is it not true that they got paid more money for that?
Oh, yeah. They made millions. But this is even worse. This is even worse. And this is why I'm talking about it. And you know what? I've had to testify many times in court. I've been classified as an expert witness. And whatever I say, I think if I'm on the stand and I've given my oath, can I repeat this back? So everything I say is 100% true, and it's true. So the worst thing was this man's family, they would not let him in the ER to be with him while he's dying, gasping for breath. They wouldn't even let them in the waiting room. They were in the parking lot, and the hospital called the police on the family to even make them leave the parking lot.
Oh, my gosh.
How horrible is that? People lost their mind.
They did. That's a fact. They did.
And it, they did. You know, and it goes back to that old Milgram experiment in the 70s, and people will remember, you've heard about where it was a study, and they had volunteers come in, and they had the doctor in the lab coat, and he was telling the volunteers to give these people shocked if they answered incorrectly. And they had like 200 volunteers, and it was fake shocks, but they didn't know that. But they shocked them so many times that the people stopped screaming and crying and presumably dead, and they just kept shocking them. 67% of the volunteers kept giving shocks just because an authority figure was telling them to do it.
Yep, I remember that. That is so unthinkable. But people, and I'm saying this as politely as possible, in mass, not all of them, but in mass, are, and I'm saying this biblically, damnably ignorant and fearful. And the Bible said the first ones cast into hell are the fearful. And that's the way what America is. Churches shut down, businesses shut down, businesses went out of business. I mean, and a lot of them didn't recover at all. I mean, they went out of business forever. And we see this happening. But now, on top of all that, you work with the health field. You've seen the results of the jab, too, haven't you?
Yes. Before I get to results and my data that I've collated, just some of the horrible things that were done. Like one man, he was scheduled for a routine surgery, and he decided to go ahead and go in the hospital, even though it was COVID, they were going to do it. Well, the minute he walked in the door, they swabbed it and said he had COVID, stuck him on the COVID ward, would not let his wife be with him. You know, she's thinking he's going to have like a basically an outpatient surgery. She drives, and the hospital's like 2 hours from where we live. She comes back, and she calls to check on him. They won't let her talk to him. But she drives all the way there, and so we just give him his wallet and his phone. They refused to let her take his things to him. They wouldn't do it, and he died. He died in the hospital, and just of neglect. And so many horrible things were done. The people in the nursing home, they were treated worse than you know, prisoners. They couldn't leave. You couldn't take them out to lunch. I have a friend who was like 104, and she thrived on, you know, being taken out to lunch. She couldn't go out to lunch, so she goes out to lunch. She can't come back. And
maybe that would be a good thing. Maybe that would have been a good thing. Take her out and can't take her back. Well, on retrospect, it would have been.
Yes, it would have been, and she had enough friends that we definitely could have managed it. One woman, she couldn't talk to her. They won't let her talk to her mother, see her mother, so she got her tablet so she could FaceTime her. She asked the nursing home, can you have someone go in and just hold the tablet for her so we can FaceTime? And they said, oh, no, we can't stay with her in the room that long. It was just horrible to watch.
I've got to ask you this question. With all the people that were doing all this nonsense and all the insanity went along with it, were they doing this on purpose, or were they told this is how to do it and they were afraid that they'd get sick?
You mean the people?
Well, the
people
nurses
in the facility.
The nurses that won't let them go in.
Oh, they were terrified. No, they were terrified, and for me, it goes back to like 1980s when we had the first AIDS patients show up at the hospital. I never minded taking care of them. It never bothered me. And a lot of nurses just, they wouldn't do it, or they wouldn't bathe the patient or give them their normal care. I don't know. I just didn't think that way. No, they were scared. They were scared of people. Their families weren't scared of them, but the hospital and nursing home workers were.
People didn't get together for Thanksgiving, other holidays. They just didn't do it. They were told they shouldn't do it. They didn't do it. And I watched as you did in the stores, people 6 foot apart walking with the arrows and the aisles of the stores. I walked the opposite aisle every time just to get somebody to say something. Nobody ever did. You know, I mean, it's just amazing to me that people are so gullible and so fearful.
Well, that's the reason you could like not follow it, and the reason I never wore a mask anywhere is that it's not enforceable. It's just made up stuff. It's just made up. And then, of course, there was nobody had the flu for like 2 years.
Isn't that amazing? No one died of the flu. I mean, gee, that was amazing. It really. Now they're dying of flu again, obviously, but they didn't then.
Well, okay. Well, here's how I operate. My coroner's kit, I had flu tests, and I, you know, before COVID, I had run out of flu tests, but I would swab people for the flu, and I did find a couple cases of flu in the community, and I notified the health department. Well, then when COVID came, I tried to order more flu kits. Weren't available, just couldn't buy them, not at any price, couldn't get flu kits anywhere. And also, people that would call me up and say, do I have COVID? I have this or that. And I was like, no, you have the flu. And I said, well, I'm going to go to the doctor. I said, well, you insist on a flu kit. Nobody had flu kits. Even if the doctors wanted to do a flu test, they could not get the kits.
Couldn't
do it. They just deliberately shut down the kits. Another thing that happened was I'm sorry, were you going to ask something?
I was going to say that they literally shut down the world with this. I mean, all over the world, all the globe did the same thing with Sue. There's a pandemic, if you want to say that, of fear is what it was. Go ahead.
Well, I think, I can't remember their names, but I think there were three basically country leaders that refused to go along, and they were all killed or they died in short order. Yeah. And so the other thing that happened was antibiotics. They just shut down giving anybody antibiotics. But many, many, many of the people that died in my county died of bacterial pneumonia. And that is because they were put on a ventilator. This is a little county. I mean, I worked all over the world in critical care, but this county has no clue how to take care of someone on a ventilator. They don't even have sterile suction systems for the ventilators, so they're actually introducing bacteria into people's lungs on the ventilator, and they had the pressure settings set too high. So instead of, but they did cultures, so they did cultures, and I got the cultures, and I saw they just needed an antibiotic that they did not get. I mean, and it's well documented, and it's in my, you know, in my book how they just shut down antibiotics. I had one man who he had a tick-borne disease, Ehrlichia, and he was fine, but he would have a relapse. When he had a relapse, he'd go to the doctor, get antibiotics, and he was fine. And this had happened for several years. His wife had all the details. Well, he went to the doctor. She would not give him antibiotics. She did the COVID swab, of course. That was positive, of course. And sent him home, and he just died of infection from the tick disease. And I had a big fight with that when I did his death certificate. Because, you know, I put it was, you know, recurrence of the tick-borne disease and denied antibiotics. So Department of Epidemiology for the state of Missouri called me, wanted me to change it. I spoke to them in an unchristian way. And, of course, I didn't change it.
Well, was money made all the way up from the doctors to the hospitals to the county that all make money off the deaths of COVID?
They got, like, for every COVID swab, they got money. And some people, you know, they'd swab them 9 or 10 times till they finally got a false positive. They got a lot of money if the person was on the COVID ward. They got more money if they were on a ventilator. And they got more money if they died.
And so the county is profitable too, obviously. So let's back at the break. A lot more talk about it and your questions and comments next half hour. This is unthinkably evil. 717-300-1698.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you, you can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Hurd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Hurd Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Hurd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
Folks, we are back. We talked to Marie Lassiter about a topic that should make everybody angry still. I know it's been a few years ago, but this makes me angry that we as a nation, as a world, were so ignorant, fearful, whatever word you want to use, that we would do this to our people, our moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas and children. What is wrong with us? And the church got involved, but we shut the churches down, and the preacher said, hey, man, let's go home. I mean, it's just unthinkable. The number again is 717-300-168. Love to hear from you. Now, Maria, we're running out of time so quickly here, but since the COVID, well, back when COVID started being given, okay, we lost her, right? We lost Marie back in a minute, folks. She'll come back with us. I'm going to take your phone calls, as always. But I'm going to ask her, I'm going to make a statement to her about how we were warned that 3 to 5 years down the road, we see more deaths from COVID. And I'm going to ask her what she's seen as a coroner and as a nurse has come to pass with all this in the last few years. I won't name the person, but one of my close family members has gotten it. Every jab comes by, she takes it. And had been.
Yeah, people are still taking it. Yeah.
Well, they are. And this person I'm talking about takes everything. Flu vaccine. If it's a vaccine, she'll take it. But she's sick 80% of the time. I mean, continually. But the question I want to ask you, because we're running out of time, is I'm back when they started giving the COVID jabs, I talked to different people like Dr. Tim Penny and others. They said, well, people are going to probably start losing their lives 3 to 5 years, but they're going to see a lot of things happen to people that wouldn't normally happen. Have you seen that with your job as a coroner and as a nurse? Have you seen things starting to come on people that aren't normally there that's killed them or make them sick?
Yes, and Dr. Tenpenny's right, 3 to 5 years. And this 2026 is the 5-year mark, and the deaths are escalating. People are coming down with this turbo cancer. I know everybody listening knows someone that suddenly has cancer, has no risk factors. Well, I'm sorry, they're going to be dead in 6 months. That's cold and hard, but I've seen it almost 100 times in my community.
Wow.
And
well, that's sad.
And I can tell you, I'll just tell you real quick, we even have a wonderful young pastor with a beautiful family. All of a sudden, he has cancer. And, you know, everybody's praying for him, and I'm praying for him, but the deed is done. Once it goes, and I'll tell you why. Well, first of all, our cancer deaths doubled. We had maybe 32 a year. It jumped to 64. Every one of those extra deaths was multi-vaccinated. The people that only had one shot, I've seen them okay. If you had two or more, cancer. I mean, there's a lot of other things people died from the shot, like pulmonary embolism, stroke, those kinds of things. But cancer is the one that really bothers me. Well, I'm at a DNA oncologist on Twitter who was looking for the connection between the shot and cancer. And I talked to him and I told him, well, I have lots of cancers and I have all of the health department provided me with all the deaths with their vaccination status, including what kind of shot they got and the lot number. And one lot number is very, very highly associated with cancer. And I talk in my book about two young men in their 30s who knew each other and got vaccinated, and they happened to get the same lot, and they were both dead in a year, 30 years old. So anyway, this DNA oncologist, I gave him the information on the people, and when they died, I asked their family, is it okay if I send a DNA sample to the DNA oncologist? He's in another state, but he's head of a DNA oncology lab. They said yes. So what we're finding is the spike protein works on the 11th long arm of the 11th chromosome. And I don't know if you knew this, but on the 11th chromosome, God gave us a tumor suppression gene that basically blocks cancer. But the spike got into that gene, and the spike protein actually inactivated that gene that was protecting us from cancer. And that's how it does it.
This was done on purpose, you think?
Of course it was.
Okay. I just want you to say that. Yes, I understand. I just wanted to hear you say that. I want to know. Yes. Okay. So this folks, this is not a coincidence by any means. The population of the world, they don't report this, but millions have died from it already over the world. And when you were cornered, did you see any results from this vaccine in your patient or your corpses when you were cornered?
Well, yeah, the rubbery clots that the embalmers were pulling out. And do you remember at the very beginning that the vaccine had to be stored at minus 70 degrees.
Yes, I remember that.
They
yes.
had to pack it yes. in dry ice. Yeah. Well, then DARPA, and you can read this, you can look it up. DARPA provided them with a substance called NeoGel, and they used that where they didn't have to freeze the vaccine. And it's not a vaccine. I call it a chimera because there's all kinds of junk thrown in there, including prions from HIV, by the way, because a lot of people that had that shot are coming down with HIV and AIDS. So there's that. Taking the shot.
Well, sure, just go ahead and take more of them. I'll get everything you can. But I had another doctor tell me that they saw something that looked like a living organism in the body. It looked like it was moving and maybe growing. Can that be possible?
Yeah, and I know there's research on that. I think Dr. Anna Mihalicek, hard to say her name, but she's done a lot of, I don't have a microscope that's that powerful, but she has shown, and it's self-replicating too.
Yes.
It is definitely self-replicating. It builds itself once it gets in the body, and it's, and part of it is, and even like the clots is, they do, they grow when they're warm, when they're in the body. Of course, the body's 98.6 degrees. That's a pretty warm temperature for things to flourish. And but I haven't seen that personally. I have seen the rubbery clots that are pulled out of people, and I actually have some on my desk. But
wow, that is something. So we're going to take a phone call, man. I promise, folks. I'll get with you in a minute. Go and fill the lines up if you like. 717-300-1698. So what do you? It's been must been like you said 5 years. You told about the cancer doubling in your county, and I'm sure it's happening nationwide. But what do you? How rapid do you think things are going to speed up as far as people coming down with deadly diseases now after 5 years?
Well, I think. Well, first of all, they didn't vaccinate as many people as they wanted to. They fell short of their goal. They thought they'd have. And Bill Gates said it in his video. We want a needle in every single arm with this vaccine, right?
Yes, so he did.
Not, you know, they're not going to have the death toll that they were expecting. They were expecting at least, I'd say probably 250 million deaths in the United States alone.
Well, that's lonely, but. What, another 100 million left in? Gee. So they expect to kill like 2/3 of the population or more.
Well, you know about the Daigle report?
Yeah, the Daigle report, yes. I've heard of it. Yes.
Yeah, well, I used to follow it, and it's been out for at least 20 years, and I've kind of watched this. And it's like he estimates populations and war equipment need and that sort of thing, and he projects what the population will be in each country. And 20 years ago, he predicted that the United States population would only be about 50 million. So I think they were shooting for that. They didn't make it. So now they're going to come up with something else, which is why we can't fall for it. And they use fear. The whole thing about COVID was based on fear. And if we believe in God, we shouldn't have fear.
Amen to that. Well, I do know that they supposedly come up with a 100% fatal flu that kills every mammal that it gets into. That's been developed. I got the information here somewhere. I have to look for it. But they come up with it. I just wonder what they're going to do with it. That's my next concern. They've made it. What are they going to do with it? Let's take a phone call. Let's talk to Jeff in Massachusetts. Jeff, come on in.
Thank you very much, Pastor Paul. These two questions are for your guest. Number one, I live in Massachusetts, and I have not seen too many people die from COVID, which brings out my suspicion that the conspiracy is basically selecting the southern and midwestern states to really push the COVID, to really push the poison stuff, and we're getting the placebo. That's question number one, which is, do you think the blue states are getting more of the placebo and the red states are getting the real deal? And number two question.
Some people think that. Go ahead.
Yeah. And number two question. I'll tell you how COVID negatively affected me. When I was going to the dentist before COVID, things were fairly normal. But after COVID, I think a tons of cavities. In other words, these dentists lost a shirt off their back. They had to recoup their loss, and they did so at the expense of people, patients, and so forth, by putting extra work on the patients. This is just my opinion, but based upon my experience and other things. So in other words, do you think the doctors and the dentists have an algorithm that we better recoup our losses and do so by pushing additional procedures on patients? What do you think of that?
Well, it's possible, and that goes into whole. Well, first of all, I'll answer your first question. Is it possible that the blue states got less lethal lots dumped there? Yes, it's possible, because there is a really good website called How Bad Is My Batch? You can put your lot number in that and see how many people died of it. Some batches are pretty innocuous, some are not. I guess you could call it a conspiracy theory that they would want to kill off more people in the red states than the blue states. And I've heard that, but I can't say that for a fact. As far as dentists, you know, dentists are the biggest pusher of fluoride.
And Oh, yes.
Because you know why? I know why. Because fluoride it settles in your teeth, it interrupts your calcium, and your teeth break off. And I break off sharp at a fluoride fracture. And the only cure for that is a crown. The crown is the biggest moneymaker for the dentist. So that's why they want fluoride, so your teeth will crack off.
Wow.
I don't know how to say it more plainly.
You actually taught me something. I didn't know that. I don't use fluoride except whatever I get in the water in Massachusetts, and that's very insightful. It just makes sense to me that after COVID they would push all these procedures, and I think it's with the medical profession too. And I recommend the book and the movie Coma with Michael Douglas that kind of goes along with that same train of thought of money at patient's expense. Thank you very much for having me on, and do have a good
one. Thank you, Jeff. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Folks, the line's open, like I said. I want to just mention this article I mentioned earlier, if you don't mind, Marie. Technocracy News by John Fleetwood. A September Science Advances paper confirms that U.S. and South Korean researchers have engineered a Frankenstein chimeric bird flu virus that is said to be 100% fatal in mammals, infect human immune cells, and spread throughout the body, including to the brain. The international team led by Young Ki Choi of Korea Virus Research Institute and Richard J. Webby of St. Jude's, St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital, Memphis, Tennessee, rebuilt and genetically modified the North American H5N1 of avian influenza strain A/lesser. I don't know what it goes on, what it is. But anyway, so according to this article, this new virus that they've invented, this flu virus, is 100% fatal in mammals. Now, this was done, I just mentioned names, out of Korea and out of Memphis, Tennessee. Now, have you heard anything about that?
I've heard about the bird flu, and I think they've used that as an excuse to destroy the large poultry farms.
Oh, they have.
Because they've killed all their birds, created an egg shortage. I have my own chickens, and matter of fact, I just hatched out some more eggs because I want to add to my flock. But everybody should have chickens. Everybody. I don't care where you are. You need to have chickens.
Good point. Well, you know, it's amazing. Chicken used to be a cheap thing to buy in a store. Anybody can afford to buy a chicken, but it's getting more expensive all the time. Look what eggs did for a while, almost $1 a piece in some of them. So ridiculous.
Yeah.
So, folks, the lines are open. They're very quiet. It's kind of amazing that it's quiet. 717-300-1698. When the phones are quiet, people are listening very intently. Yeah. How can people get your book?
Well, my book is called What the Coroner Saw. It's on Amazon. You can just find it under if you go to Amazon, put in my name, Marie Lassiter, Lassater, it'll pop up. Also, I have three books on medicinal properties of native plants. It's the Nature Has the Cure series. And those books are cheap as I can make them. They're like $13 and they're 350 pages and they're packed with good information.
Wow.
They're very popular. So
okay.
I do want to say something. That gentleman said about he hadn't seen any COVID deaths in Massachusetts. Well, the thing is, I haven't seen any COVID deaths either. Nobody died of COVID. Nobody. certainly nobody died at home of COVID. All the, quote, COVID deaths that they're claiming were all in the hospital, and that's because those people were euthanized. They made them. They put them on a ventilator. They made them a DNR, and then they gave them toxic doses of morphine and Ativan and killed them. Killed them. I have the proof. Now, wow. I can tell you. It seems like nobody cares. That's why I wrote my book. And my book, it's you can read it in 2 hours. It's just the facts. It's like I've been talking, just the plain facts and the evidence. It's not super technical or anything like that, but it's what
you,
the coroner saw.
You said it seems like nobody really cares. I say, no, but now, of course, that's just a general phrase. But I mean, it does seem like it. And not enough people are interested in doing anything about it, including the medical field, especially.
Yeah.
So what do you see happening over the next few months, year, whatever? I mean, what do you see happening this year with this going on? Do you see more deaths? Do you think any of it will ever be attributed to what it really is? Or what do you think could happen out of this?
Well, the people in my county know what it is. They know what I've been, and I'm really proud because the vaccination rate almost everywhere is like 70%. My county, I kept it down to 33%. And I was vilified for that, too. I was reported to every reporting agency you can for, quote, spreading disinformation. And, oh, brother. But you know what? I made it through. And so many people write me all the time. They're like, thank you, thank you, thank you for stopping me from getting the shot. And
amen.
I'm glad. That's what a nurse does. We take care of people. We protect people.
You're a heroine. And, let's talk to Stacy in California. Stacy, come on in. Welcome.
Hi. Hey, Marie, I subscribe to your Substack. What happened to me?
Oh, thank you.
I used to work for a company. Yeah, it's just wonderful. I used to work for a company, which I left about a year and a half ago. They were forcing us to get the vaccine. I took a class from a lady named Peggy Hall. She has a website called thehealthyamerican.org, and it was $150. This was in November of 2021, because we had to all get two shots by January 18th of 2022. Well, they said that, well, we know you're going to get sick from the shot, so we're giving you 2 months to do it. So I was freaking out. I asked my boss, he blessedly gave me my 2 weeks off of vacation, and I used those 2 weeks to do legal research, take a class from Peggy Hall, get my religious exemption. After that, by the way, I was so sick in January of that year, January of 2022, that I didn't have the fourth rape. Oh, I mean the thing that shove up your nose. Anything that's shoved into your body is rape. So I didn't get a forced rape from that company. And I never had any graphene stuck into my cribriform plate. So anyway, later, in less than 1 year, 6 of my coworkers died from that stupid-ass shot. It was horrible. I've since left that company, and I work for another company. Now, all these companies were forced to do this, but I learned my legal rights, and the minute that the Supreme Court shut down the mandate for that toxic shot, that's when I got my exemption, the minute that the Supreme Court shut down.
Wow, yeah, wonderful.
Those were hard to get, actually.
Well, Stacy, thank you for your stand.
Not if you know your legal rights. And by the way, I'm working at a much better company now.
Hey, amen. Well, it's good. God bless. That's great. That's wonderful.
God bless all of you.
You're really smart. Well, thank you for subscribing to my Substack.
thanks for calling in. I appreciate that too. Thank you.
Seriously, I was very seriously damaged by the MMR shot when I was 2. Okay, I'm 63 now. My father told me I was screaming for 2 hours. I eventually went on a cleanse from an herbalist, and I got rid of the gobs of candida in my colon caused by that shot. I was so depressed most of my childhood and young adult life because of that dysbiosis caused by that awful shot. But I've healed from it, and so people, you can heal from it.
Amen, you can.
Well
Stacey, I got to jump.
Well, thank God you didn't develop autism either. But.
That's yes. But keep it, Stacey. You keep in touch, okay? I guess she's going. We're down about the last. We got about a minute and a half left. What do you want to tell the folks in closing, Marie?
Well, I would like to mention I do have a Substack, and I don't know if you're familiar with it, but it's a really good place to hang out. It was created because of people being censored. You just put my name, Marie Lassiter, Substack, and it's there. You can be a free subscriber, and there's a lot of material on there, and then some really sensitive stuff or whatever is. It is subscription, and it's $5 a month. But yeah, check it out for free as a subscriber, and look around, and I got a lot of people on there.
Right.
I got a lot of boats in the water, and that's where I can write about it and discuss it.
Well, please do keep in touch, and anything that you want to get out across country, you let me know, okay?
Okay, thank you for the opportunity to talk and warn people.
Well, Marie, one more time, do you have any copies of your books on hand? A lot of people listen to my broadcast don't do computers. Can they order books from you personally?
Yeah, they can. I would say email me at baltimore192@gmail.com.
Well, again, I don't do computers. But if somebody wants one and they want to get it and they call me and get it, how much do they owe you for it?
Well, it'd be cheaper to get it for me, $20.
And that would
include mailing it to them.
That's all three or just a one book, or what is that?
Oh, no, that's for what the coroner saw.
Okay, gotcha.
The Nature Has the Cure is different.
Okay.
That's through Amazon.
All right, folks, $20. We'll get a copy of your book. If you want it, you can call the office and we'll look for you. I'll get the address to her and we'll send her the money. How's that for a deal? Okay. You can call the office at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Well, thank you, Marie. I will be in touch in the future, but please keep in touch with me also.
Okay. Well, thank you, Pastor Butch. Have a good
evening. God bless you, honey. Good talking to you. And, folks, we are back with you tomorrow night, of course, with a great guest. His name is Daniel Smithwick. He's the head of the Nehemiah Institute. Now, we'll discuss tomorrow what that is. Y'all have a great night. And, folks, keep your eyes tuned on Christ. Don't walk in fear, please. Fear will destroy you. God bless. Good night.
On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.